Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Good day, Mark.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. Actually, a bit of a cold here, but I'm looking forward to the poems this week. You're going to tackle for us two issues that have been in the news regularly over the past couple of months. Women across the country and perhaps even across the world eager to do the right thing when it comes to preventing breast cancer. You know, we've covered poems that have looked at diet and exercise and family history and all kinds of things. But at its core, many women rely on what was one time an annual mammogram. Lots of controversy about these mammograms, not only among the public, but among doctors with different professional groups, the ACP and American Cancer Society and the U.S. Preventive Health Task Force, all having slightly different variants. At the end of 2009, a lot of controversy as some of those recommendations changed. I'm hoping that you're going to help us sort of sort through the wheat from the chaff and figure out both for women under the age of 50 and for women over the age of 50, what do we want to do to help protect these women from breast cancer?
Well, I'll do my best. These studies were published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and it's worth, for primary care physicians to read them, and not just the guideline. That document's actually pretty dry, no illustrations, no figures, but then there's an accompanying systematic review and then a modeling paper that really provides some good insights and useful information. So I'm going to try to cover some of that quickly here. There were three big new messages. One was that we shouldn't bother teaching self-breast exam. And that's a big message. That kind of got lost in the discussion and the furor over mammography. But we shouldn't bother teaching self-breast exam. Women should be routinely screened every 2 years from age 50 to 75. And women can consider starting mammography at age 40, but for most, the benefit doesn't outweigh the harms. So how did they get there? They did a systematic review, like I said, and did a very careful search of the literature, evaluated the evidence. They also developed a series of very sophisticated computer models, again, based on what we know about how accurate these tests are and their harms and their costs. You know, we have a lot of data now, actually a lot more than we had a decade ago. And with these models, they looked at a whole range of starting ages and screening frequencies and combinations of tests. And so they were able to use that information and look at where the best balance of benefit and harm is. Now, specifically talking about self-breast exam, there were two large NCI-sponsored studies, one in Shanghai and one in Russia. They had over 350,000 women, and they were followed for about 10 years. We just couldn't do this study of self-breast exam in the U.S. because the practice is so widespread and so widely embraced, you'd have trouble finding women who would agree to be in the study. It's much less common in those countries.